We get out of life exactly what we put into it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We get out of life what we put into it. All of us know many people who are searching. They're looking for health. They're looking for wealth. They're looking for relationships. They're looking for immigration to the United States. They're looking for all sorts of things that they want to have. And so, what do? They join certain organizations for health, for wealth, for immigration purposes, or for whatever they do. And then, as we have noticed on many of our friends who are interested in coming perhaps to this organization, coming perhaps to the United States, they come to INTA, that's the International New Thought Alliance, and they sign up, register, and then you never see them. That is just a thing that they're doing on the surface. Now, INTA has been very beneficial to many people, but only when you apply yourself to it, only when you go there and you get the blessing. Now, we attended INTA for over 30 years, and in the last activity of INTA, I was called away before the end of the INTA program by one day. I missed one day of it. And on that day, they had Bill Tiller, who went with me to Russia as one of the 30 scientists who went into the Russian universities back in the 70s, talking to the organizations there. And Bill Tiller was speaking. I really wanted to go say hi and really wanted to see him, but we were having a seminar on campus, and I had to get back here to greet the beginning people. So, but Bill Tiller brought with him a movie that he recently starred in called Bleep. And had we seen Bleep before? Yeah. And we had just heard that he was bringing Bleep and going to have it there, and so we looked up Bleep to see what it was all about. And we found out it was quite a charming movie, quite an instructional movie, and quite intensive, more intensive than it needs to be, but that's part of the game too. So we got the movie, and we saw it, and so though I missed seeing Bill Tiller, I saw the movie. Now you see, out of INTA, we got that wonderful exposure. Many other wonderful things came our way as we were opening our hearts to whatever we did. One thing we do here at the University of Healing is I teach you to do everything you can do to the best of your ability. And if you do everything you do to your best of your ability, then you are getting great, wonderful things out of what you're doing. If you don't do it to the best of your ability, then you're not getting it. Now, my phrase that I use quite frequently when I talk to the many people I meet from various churches and organizations, if you're going to be a Catholic, be 100% Catholic and the best. Otherwise, don't be there. If you're going to be a Catholic, be the best. And don't bitch at your Catholic church because this or that or the other thing doesn't go right. Find out how to make it go right. Support your own organization, whatever it may be. If you're a Mormon, be a fabulous Mormon. I don't have to tell people that because Mormons all know that they're fabulous Mormons. And if you're going to be any group. Now, if you're going to be an atheist, don't be an ignorant atheist. An atheist is one who does not believe in the God that he has been told about by any organization. Any organization that he's heard about who speaks of God, he hasn't liked it. He believes in himself. He believes that he is wonderful. He believes that yes, there is a great power in this universe that creates all these things, but not the way he's been told about it. And we say, hey, cool. That's what it's all about. But you're going to be an atheist. Study it. Study what it means to not believe in other churches. And if you don't believe in other churches, just let that go by. Now, what do you believe in? What is your way of thinking? Who knows? You may find some compatriots out there. You may find some people who believe just like you do, only you closed your eyes by saying, I'm an atheist and that's against everything. Well, an atheist is not against everything. An atheist just has not yet found something that he can place his belief in. And you see, when you are against things, you close the door for all sorts of wonderful opportunities. All sorts of wonderful opportunities. We have a letter from one of our friends in the Philippines. And she has a brother in Houston, Texas, who is a doctor. And this Saturday, Houston, Texas, is supposed to have a wonderful experience of a hurricane coming dashing into the town at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, that's what the report is, the weather, meteorologists and so forth. And so this lady was naturally distressed for her brother, who was a medical doctor in a great hospital there. And she says, you know, you should take care of yourself. And he writes to her, I have a dedication to the people in this hospital, and I am staying here to take care of my patients as long as I need to be here. And so the patients were taken care of, and he is staying there. And on Saturday, a great hurricane is going to inundate Houston. Now, the woman writes to us, he needs to have an association with metaphysicians, with people who think this way. And I wrote to her a very positive statement saying that her brother is doing what he feels is right for him to do, and it's proper for him to do it. And that if she would, instead of worrying about her brother, if she would surround Houston with her pure white light of love, that hurricane, which is scheduled to do its thing there, doesn't have to come. Or she could say the hurricane is dissipated into nothingness before it ever gets there. Or the hurricane was bad news that never had to be read by anybody, you know? It was just dissolved, just dissolved. Well now, can that happen? Yes, it can happen. There's nothing certain in life, except death and taxes, they say. And we think that death is only a movement into another dimension of your continuous living, so death even isn't there. And if you are a metaphysical church or any other kind of church, you can be tax exempt. You know, I mean, that's not certain, you know. Wherever there's a possibility of not being, then that messes up the whole statement. The only thing sure is death and tax. So there's nothing sure. Nothing sure in the entire universe. So, what's going to happen in Houston? In Houston, they're going to have a calm, lovely day on Saturday and the weekend, as they always do, and the people are going to say, what did we all get geared up for? We got geared up for fear, you know? And say, I don't say they shouldn't get geared up. I just say they shouldn't have the fear. Mm-hmm. We always prepare ourselves to do the things that we're going to do. Heinz here thinks that he's going to go mountain climbing. So what does he do? He takes off his shoes, he takes off his clothes, he puts on his shorts, and up the mountain he goes, like a gazelle, you know, like a mountain goat. And somebody else, Sylvia, is going to climb the mountain. What does she do? She puts on her special mountain climbing shoes, and she has her clamp-ons, she has her pants, which are 7 thicknesses, in case she falls down or trips, she just, you know, fall on a nice soft cloth, and she has her gloves, her mountain climbing gloves, where it's leather on the bottom. She can hold on good and nice and warm on the top. Then she has her poles, her mountain climbing staff that she walks up the mountain with. And she's got to have that yodeling hat on her head. And, you know, she's all prepared. And then all of a sudden, Sylvia starts climbing the mountain. And Mr. Sun comes out. And he says, it's going to be a warm day today. And so it's so warm. By the time Sylvia is shortly on the beginning of the mountain climb, she has discarded her hat, she's discarded her coat, she's discarded lots of the things which would just make her sweat like you know what. And she doesn't choose to do that. You see, If we go into things with love, if we go into all things with peace, Heinz may have wished he put some shoes on because it was sort of a craggy walk. Or what do you think Heinz might have done? He might have spoken his word and said, I put my feet on the most beautiful, lovely, soft, whatever it is that you can imagine. Wherever I step down, it is like stepping on a beautiful carpet, you know. Wherever I step, you see what I mean? And Sylvia, she could have said, I am all imperfection. I am all imperfection. Sylvia could have said, all is in divine order. That's what Sylvia could have said. And then what would have happened? She'd have worn her tutu and gone up the mountain, you know. Just had a ball. And she would have danced up the mountain, and she would have just danced from rock to rock, and just, you know, like a fairy. Just wonderful. And you see, that can happen. Now, what is Sylvia going to do? That's up to Sylvia. What's Heinz going to do? That's up to Heinz. And me? I'm another story. But what do you want out of life? What do you want to do? Are you going to be controlled by the world around you? Do you need to be associated with people who are like you? Or can you be yourself and have fun? Wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Can Heinz walk up the mountain just stepping on that perfect place every time? Can Sylvia take her ballet slippers and her tutu and float up the mountain? Can we all do these things? Sure we can. But do we have the imagination, Mr. Heinz? Do we have the imagination? Do we have the thought in our mind of all the magic that we can do, you know? Hey, what about these people who walk on tight ropes? A rope across a great canyon, or even a rope on the ground. Can you walk on a rope on the ground? You know, the ground is just a half an inch below you, you know, that's the rope. But can you walk a straight line on that rope? Well, if you can, then you can walk it up in the mountains. You can walk it up in a telephone line, you know, or anything else you want to do. But, yeah. But the thing is, you see, it's all in our consciousness. When we know we can do it, we can do anything. And you're not walking on a rope. You're walking on a great golden pathway, carpeted with the most thick, beautiful, wonderful carpet pile. And it's wonderful. See, these are things that we create for ourselves. These are things that we make in our own world. Now, what do you want to do for yourself? Do you want to live a life that's filled with magic? Then you put the magic in there. Because the magic is there to be put in, but we have to put it in ourselves. Because if we don't do that, nobody else is going to do it for us. And it's not by associating with other people that's going to help you. It's not by changing churches or changing it. You know, there are a lot of lovely Catholics who are really saints, you know. And there are a lot of lovely other people who are not religious at all, and they're saints too. So it doesn't mean you have to be in or out of something to do something. It merely means that you flow with it, and it is whatever your heart calls forth. So today, call forth something that's a lot of fun, and watch how easy it is to be done. I love you. I love you. I love you.